BBC News with Zoe Diamond. Pakistan's government says that it plans to review all diplomatic, military and intelligence cooperation with the United States and NATO after apparent airstrikes on two Pakistani army checkpoints that killed 25 soldiers. Orla Guerin is in Islamabad.
For NATO, this could be a very costly mistake. Border crossings have already been closed to NATO convoys. Pakistan claims two checkpoints were targeted in an unprovoked attack. A senior official said there was no militant activity in the area at the time and NATO had the grid references for the checkpoints. But NATO and Afghan sources have told the BBC that a special forces mission came under fire from inside Pakistan. Exactly what happened on the border is still in dispute. NATO has offered condolences and promised a thorough investigation.
Reports from Cairo say Arab League finance ministers have decided to recommend tough sanctions against the Syrian leadership over the violent suppression of anti-government protests. The final decision will be made by foreign ministers on Sunday, but a draft document seen by correspondents indicates the measures could include a freeze on government assets and a travel ban on Syrian officials seeking to visit other Arab countries. A snap presidential election is to be held in Yemen on February the 21st next year, 12 months earlier than scheduled. Sebastian Usher reports.
The announcement comes just days after Yemen's veteran president Ali Abdullah Saleh finally signed a deal to stand down after many months of mass protests demanding he leave. But those protests haven't stopped, with tens of thousands back on the streets on Friday expressing their concern that Mr. Saleh's inner circle might still hold on to power. The unexpected announcement by the vice president that elections will be held in just 3 months may go some way towards answering those fears. It will also reinforce the sense that Mr. Saleh, who's now in Saudi Arabia, is finally gone after 3 decades and despite a seemingly inexhaustible capacity for staying in power.
The security forces in Colombia say left-wing FARC rebels have shot dead 4 hostages. The captives, all members of the security forces, were killed during a rescue attempt. All had been held for more than 10 years after being captured in rebel attacks. Here's Arturo Wallace.
The Colombian Minister of Defense, Juan Carlos Pinzón, described it as cold-blooded murder. The Colombian military had been closing in on the FARC rebels that were guarding the hostages in the southern region of Caquetá. After a brief clash, the soldiers found the chained bodies of 4 men wearing hostage uniforms. The minister said 3 had been shot in the head from very close range, and the other one had been shot in the back.
World News from the BBC. The leader of the moderate Islamist party, which has won the most seats in Morocco's parliamentary election, says that he is open to everyone when it comes to forming a coalition government. Abdelilah Benkerin said that the Justice and Development Party's programme for government would focus on democracy and good governance. Under a new constitution introduced after protests inspired by the Arab Spring, King Mohammed is obliged to choose a prime minister from the largest party in parliament. The US space agency NASA has launched its most advanced robotic rover to Mars. An Atlas rocket took off from Cape Canaveral in Florida. It's equipped with a suite of sophisticated instruments and tools to investigate whether life ever existed on the red planet. Our science correspondent Jonathan Amos watched the launch.
3, 2, 1. Main engine start, 0. And liftoff of the Atlas V with Curiosity.
A clean getaway for NASA's biggest mission to Mars yet, a one-ton rover nicknamed Curiosity. A radio message confirming the vehicle was safely on its way was received an hour later. But this was the easy part for Curiosity. Next August, it must try to land on what one senior space agency official this week called the Death Planet. Getting down onto Mars' surface in one piece is notoriously difficult, and most efforts have failed. The Americans, though, have a good recent record, and they believe a new rocket-powered descent system will be able to place the rover in one of the most exciting locations on the planet.
Police in the Democratic Republic of Congo have banned all political campaign rallies as tensions rise ahead of presidential and parliamentary elections on Monday. Police fired tear gas to disperse opposition supporters after clashes broke out in the capital, Kinshasa. One man is said to have been killed as rocks were hurled back and forth. BBC World News.